In early 1522, a pile of books written by Martin Luther was burned in the center of London. 10 years later, in 1532, a young English clergyman, Thomas Cranmer, was on a tour in Germany and he spent a couple of weeks in Nuremberg, then already a Reformation city. There, Cranmer, the future Archbishop of Canterbury, observed church life in a community that had turned Lutheran. He could observe that such church life was possible without the Pope. So he could draw the conclusion soon afterwards, when England left the papal reign, that it could work. You could be a Christian church without being papal. These are just two examples of influences by the German Reformation on England. And of course, there would be many more. This is not to claim that the English Reformation is simply a continuation of the German one. There were many other influences, for instance, by the Reformed Reformation in Switzerland, which in certain ways became more important than the earlier Lutheran influences. And of course, the whole political, social, and also religious situation in England was very different from the one on the continent, because of which the English Reformation had its own colors and lines. Still, the dependence of the one on the other cannot be denied. In that sense, one can speak of the English Reformation as a daughter of the Continental Reformation. On the other hand, the specific traits of the English Reformation are so strong that in this sense, the English Reformation is also the sister of the German Reformation, of the Swiss Reformation, and so on. The particular contribution which England brought to the whole realm of Reformation churches was that, thanks to the English history and its colonial imperial history, Reformed Christendom spread all over the world. So far, only Roman Catholicism had spread within the realms of the Catholic monarchies, but now, when the Dutch and even more when the English imperial realm came into being, also the Church of England, the Anglican Church, spread all over those parts of the world where England started colonial enterprises. And not only the Anglican Church, but also the many other brands of the Reformation which developed within Britain, within England, like Puritanism, later on Baptism, Methodism, and so on, they also spread all over the world. So in this sense, it is England and the Reformed England which is responsible for the fact that in the end Protestantism became a worldwide phenomenon, which probably it would not have been when the Reformation would have been restricted to the continent. And it's the aim, the goal of our new enterprise, Wittenberg Center, to show this worldwide relevance of the Reformation, thanks to England, but in combination with its roots, which were clearly continental roots, first of all, in Wittenberg, where the Wittenberg Center is situated, but also in the other continental lands.